I'm here with Herminia Ibarra, who's visiting us from INSEAD here at London Business School. And in the book, The 100-Year Life, we talk a lot about how when people live long lives, clearly they have to have many different stages. And that means also that they have more transitions. And as we say in the book, Herminia, you are one of the world's leading authorities, if not the leading authority, on how people make these transitions. I mean, what have you learned about that?
Hi, Linda. The key thing I learned in the study that led to Working Identity, the book in which I describe people's professional transitions, is that they don't happen overnight. Even sometimes when they look that way, people have really been preparing them, sometimes for years beforehand, by getting involved in new activities, by getting involved in new networks of relationships, sometimes explicitly because they're trying to make a move in that direction, but sometimes really serendipitously because they've become interested in something. And slowly over time, those things become a platform for them to make the transition and enable it to happen.
You know, looking at your work on transitions, Herminia, one of the things that really struck me is when you talk to people in transitions, how much anxiety there was around. Tell us a bit more about that.
Of course, transitions are always harder than you think they're going to be. They take longer, they're more uncertain, and the anxiety comes from a couple different places. One is simply the idea that there's a loss. You are giving up somebody you used to be as you move forward, and even if you're hugely excited about the next thing, that loss is there. The other thing that creates a lot of anxiety is the process itself. It's messy, it's chaotic, it's not linear, and it takes always longer than people expect. And they're kind of measuring it relative to what they would expect of a much more rational process, something more linear, where you know where you're going, and it's just a matter of executing a few clear steps. Because it's not like that at all. People become a lot more anxious.
Yeah, and I'm sure that as people, you know, listen to your speaking, they're probably thinking themselves of times when they've been through transition and how anxiety-creating it is. You talk in your book a lot about identity, and of course that's also the word you've used in the description of the book, in the title of the book. Most people don't really, I guess, think about what do we mean by identity. When you talk about shifting identities, what do you mean by identity?
Well, identity is very simply how we see ourselves and how other people see us. And those are flip sides of the coin because it's very hard to have an idea of yourself that isn't endorsed and supported by the people around you. Professionally speaking, it usually has to do with the skills and interests and experiences that have defined you professionally. Mm-hmm. And that's why transitions are such an identity shift and sometimes such an identity loss, because moving forward, if you, for example, move on to become an entrepreneur, that means letting go of not just a job and a role, but an identity, say, as a corporate manager that came with aspirations for the future that you've also decided to abandon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things that really fascinated me about your observations was that your point that, you know, the people who are most like you are the ones who are most likely to stop you from changing.
Well, it wasn't exactly the most like you. It was the closest, the people closest to you, friends, family, close co-workers. And it's not that they mean ill for you. It's just that oftentimes, and really what I studied were quite dramatic transitions, people who were close just couldn't imagine the person in such a different capacity, in such a different working life. And also in some cases, close others. You know, it's funny about partners. Partners were either the biggest allies or sometimes the biggest roadblocks, and often inadvertently. But it was just that person's transition was really upsetting the apple cart and upsetting the agreement, implicit or explicit, about who was supposed to do what.
Herminia, one final question. You know, when Andrew and I thought about the 100-year life, we realized that people would have transitions from the beginning to the end, really. We could imagine, you know, a younger person exploring and then having to settle down into a corporate life. We could imagine and somebody maybe in their 50s having to make a real change. I mean, do you think that the nature of transitions are any different depending on how old you are?
You know, that one I don't know for sure. I think that there's something to having been through it before.
Mm.
However, there is something different. I think there's something different about the mid-career ones,
mm-hmm.
because you have, relative to a younger person, you've invested more.
Yeah.
So there is a bigger loss. But you also have kind of still more to prove and more to go. And so so those seem to be the trickiest mm-hmm. ones. But, you know, we'll need some research to let us know.
Well, it sounds, Herminia, as if we're already thinking about your next research topic. Thank you so much to Professor Herminia Ibarra.